This is the Rob Anybody and Dawn Show. Not Rob Anyone and Dawn, or Rob Everyone and Dawn. And apparently, it's most definitely not the Rob, Brandon, Kyle, and Dawn Show. How considerate. And now, back to Rad Radio.
Rad TV continues to expand and grow and drop new stuff almost seemingly every day. We did do a Radder Day show on a Saturday morning live from 6 to 9, but it's posted, lives there forever, at members.radradio.com. We have four episodes now of Kyle's Corner posted.
Yeah!
The newest one on Friday about the UFO experience, interview with the UFO expert, is posted. Sometime, we're hoping this week that we're going to get the premiere of Dawn's I Hate Men show.
It is not a man-hating show!
The Hen House. And also coming soon is Dawn in Her Kitchen.
No, it's Nana Dawn's Diner.
Oh, whatever. So those
I am in the kitchen, so that would have been fine.
Series are coming. And we've already dropped a new episode of the Probcast, which has gotten a lot of emails. My wife and I talking about my journey from alcohol to appetite. We have a couple more episodes of that coming out this week. And today at 11 a.m., Kyle sets up the building. This is a behind-the-scenes filming of himself. He does. It's not like that most reality TV where you're like, how is there a cameraman already inside if you're coming over and the host is so surprised that you're there.
I had no idea you were going to come over, even though the camera crew's been in my house setting up for hours.
And everybody's got mics on. So stupid.
Yeah.
This is actually Kyle whipping out his phone and recording himself as he comes into the building. Although the first 45 seconds, Brandon's words, are more of a tour of Kyle's neckline.
Due to the, it's fabulous.
It's all in selfie mode.
We didn't cut that out.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have a video for the first 45 seconds if we cut that out.
That's where you're talking and explaining what your neck is talking and explaining what you're going to do.
I thought I watched it before I sent it, too. Okay.
I think Brandon nailed it. It's so Kyle.
Yeah.
And you do, for you guys that are like obsessed with, you do get to see what happens first thing in the morning and how the show comes together every day. That'll be posted today at 11 a.m. on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. While we were talking on Friday again about past drug stories, which bled into the Radder Day show, we were talking about various things that you try and uppers and don't do this and downers, and then somebody who was nice enough to write in a PSA about how you shouldn't, what was it? Mix
downers with uppers.
Very nice. That was the only unfun guy of the whole Radder Day show. But on Friday, we were talking about it as well, and Brandon kind of freewheeled and said, "Ooh, I'm wondering about an idea, like instead of a podcast, should Kyle and I do a podcast?"
Yeah.
Okay? The idea of we would get to see Brandon and Kyle alter themselves would be the idea.
So, not too much, just enough to where it's noticeable.
Now, as we were talking about that, we got an email from Josh, as in Josh from the Happiest Hour, the 2-ounce liquid shots that are made with all natural terpenes, which we have available in the Stupid Store.
Super Store.
You just go to radradio.com and you'll see on one side, you'll see all the merch. You know, where you can get hoodies and cookbooks, food products, etc. On the other side, there's a picture of the box of Happiest Hour shots. That's what you click on. You click on that, and you can get your Happiest Hour shots. There's the Wake Shot, which gives you that energy boost, the clear mind, none of those jitters or sick stomach kind of thing. There's the Calm Shot for anxiety, which is wildly popular these days for obvious reasons. The Sleep Shot, probably for the same thing as well. And people need sleep. They need help. Kyle loves the Sleep Shots.
Dude, it's fantastic. Knock you right out.
Our biggest seller is the Men's Shot for pain. Ugh, again, obvious why. My mom was able to cut her pain meds in half with that one. And the new Bliss Shots, which Brandon and Kyle have talked about, are available as well. Intensify, which intensifies everything. So that's all from Josh and his sister. Great. We've been working with them for over a dozen years. They take care of our food products as well. So he wrote in about Brandon suggesting a podcast, which makes sense. Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Josh writes in and says, "Hey, if you all do a weed cast."
It's a podcast.
You know what Josh was doing on his break.
Man.
Says the Happiest Hour would love to participate.
Naturally. I didn't even think about that originally. Yeah. Like, we would have to, and we could talk about the different effects of the whatever shot we're taking at the time, probably a Bliss or an Intensify.
Right,
and maybe we could have Josh on, and maybe Tiffany as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
As long as they agree to not call it the weed cast.
Yeah, no, no.
Makes no sense.
Branding matters.
God. Yes, you do.
Thank you.
We also got this note from Brad, who took it a step further. says, see, he got the name wrong too. How about having Brandon and Kyle as guests on Nana Dawn's Kitchen?
Fine. You can change the name. No. I don't even care.
No, if you,
you
want,
know I don't care. Oh.
Producer
that,
Nick
whatever.
Would literally fly back here from North Carolina and wring somebody's neck after all the work he's done to get all of the production ready.
Yeah. And still
then.
Doing.
I care then. Yeah. Nana Dawn's Diner.
Yeah, we'll call it Nana Dawn's Pots.
Oh.
It's like a mess. It's like a crossover.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Okay.
How about having Brandon and Kyle as guests on Nana Dawn's Diner, which will premiere soon on Rad TV at members.radrio.com, while Brandon and Kyle are stoned? We can watch the episode devolve into Dawn whipping up whatever they're hungry for because they get the munchies.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, I'd love to have the munchies and eat Dawn's food, but...
Thank God you said food.
I don't know if that would be a very entertaining episode.
Well, no, you could tell from Dawn's reaction that this is not going to happen.
Yeah. That's
nice. Cute. Yeah, that bless your heart.
I'll take that under consideration.
I don't think so. No. Need a couple of stoners invading my house.
I'll just put that in Nana Dawn's idea box.
Yeah, which doesn't exist, because I have none. No. They can just film it at a McDonald's, just the two of them. They don't need me. Thank you, though.
I can deliver you some Kyle Likes My M&M cookie.
Hell yeah.
The day of or whatever.
Right, yeah.
You can have those lying around.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
And Brandon brings up a good point. So Brandon and Kyle are devolving in front of Don, and then they're like, hey, Don, make this for me. An hour later, because she doesn't know what's going to come out of their mouths.
Right.
Dawn's either like had to Instacart food or she's made it. I mean, what is
and
this?
And it takes time to make the food.
This is a 4-day filming.
In the meantime, they passed out on the couch.
Right. It's the next morning.
Yeah, this person doesn't know how cooking shows work.
Clearly.
Not at all.
All right, let's get to Win Rob's Change. We do it every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. We've had 9 guesses and 9 clues. We've really narrowed the window on what the possible correct answer could be. If you figured it out, you will win that amount of money. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to Win Rob's Change.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.